Okay, so yesterday we started the Mishnah Gimel, right? So let's just chazer quickly. So the Kamarna is going to, at least for today, we'll see the way the Kamarna teaches the first like the first couple lines. So again, so Mishnah Gimel is Hu Ay Omer, that Hillel used to say, Negad Shmo Avad Shmei, that the person's name increases, his name becomes lost. If the name increases in, you know, Shmoy Halech Lefan, if his name goes before him, becomes very famous, then the name becomes lost. Udolo Maisif, and if a person does an increase in Talmud Torah, Yosef, the person will be gathered up. Okay? Seemingly unrelated to each other. And that's a pretty harsh statement. So again, yesterday we started seeing the bottom by Neitzer Chesel, so just, I guess we'll chazer. So again, Nagad Shma, the name, again, Hill said, as a person's name extends out further, Avad Shmei, his name becomes lost. So the Kamaran explained that it's not like a bad thing if a person's famous or not famous. It's not the point. The point is, what's the person's motivation? That's going to be the Nekudat Pnimus of this Mishnah. The point of this Mishnah is to tell us that regardless of what's happening on the outside, to do things L'Shem Shemaim, and so on. So the Mishnah, so that's how the Kamaran explains. Nagad Shma. If a person is growing, you know, with the Hashem and doing the right thing, but it's and it increases his name because that's the nature of things. But Negad Shma, but that's why he's doing it. His motivation is for his name to be increased. Shekol Echad writes about Godless, that the person wants to, you know, to have Godless, you know, to be known as a Gadol. Sheyetzi lo Shem Kishem Hagdolim, that he should have a popular, you know, he should his name should be like the name of Gedolim, like people should think of him in that context. Kenoida. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. If that's the motivation, then Avad Shmei, then his name will be lost. Kenoida, and he says this, what we saw yesterday, that's a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov on the Pasuk, Ish Asher Yaseh Kemoya, that a person that makes the Ketores, right, the Ketores that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, right, so if a person copies the ingredients, like duplicates it, La'richba, for their own personal benefit of their, to smell it, so that's v'nichus mam, they get karis. So that's halacha. So says that's what Shanta said. So k'toris means madregis, yichudim, big inyanim. Ish asher yaseh kemoya. If you're like imitating other tzaddikim and you're doing good things, so what you're doing is good. But ish asher yaseh kemoya, but lariach ba. But if it's in order for the room to become fragrant with your smell, right? That others should smell what you're doing. You know what I mean? For the increase of one's name, exactly. In order that his name should go out there, you know, reich toiv, az nechus mamav. That's kares, and that's avad shmei. Right, so that's the meaning of the Mishnah. V'amar shmei. This is where we saw. This is where we stopped yesterday. So v'amar shmei, and even the word shmei is a remiss to this. Shem yud kei, right? Shmei. He's hinting to also, because in the Mishnah there's a little bit of a difference, right? It's interesting. The girsa that he has on the bottom is not what they printed on top, but at least in the girsa on the bottom is right. Negad Shema Shemim Aleph, right? The person, the way the command is teaching, he's doing Avodas Hashem for the purpose of his name to be expanded. Avad Shmei. Shmei on the top is spelled Shemim Hei, but on the bottom, the girsa of the command was Shemim Yud Hei. Right, so that's what he's saying over here, that the fact that it changes this Avad Shmei, that his name will become lost, that's spelled Shin Mem Yud Hey, that itself is hinting to the pagam that happens to the neshama when a person is doing things for one's own ego. So he says Vamar Shmei. Why does it say Shmei Shin Mem Yud Hey? Because it's saying Shame Yud Kei. What the Mishnah is hinting to is that Gaiva creates a pagam in the name Yud-Kei of Hashem's name, right? Every single person, all the names of Hashem are inside of our own neshamas. So everything that we do either increases the illumination of Hashem's names or, God forbid, darkens it. So the name Yud-Kei, right, that's damaged through gaiva. When a person, Chas V'Shalom, falls into holiness and so on, and so it causes damage to the name Yud-Kei. So Shagaiva Poigin Umakalkal Shem Yud Kei Rabba, like Shmei Yehe Shmei Rabba, right? So it's the Yeshmei, that when you say Yehe Shmei Rabba, one of the kavanas is that you're davening that the name Yud Kei, Yehe Shmei is Shemem Yud Hei, right? So it's like you're saying Yehe Shem Yud Kei Rabba Umavarach. You want the name of Yud Kei to be to be big and expanded and certainly not damaged. So that's why one of the things to think about when you're saying Heishmei Rab is how great Hashem is and how small we are, right? To sort of fix any damage of Gaiva that might have happened to damage Yud Kei. So it's Yehei Shmei Rab Mevarach. The name of Yud Kei should be great and so on. So this idea that the name Yud Kei is damaged with Gaiva, and that's what's hinted over here, right? Negad Shma Avad Shmei. Right, the more the person is motivated by increasing his own name, then you're avad, you're creating a loss to what? To Shmei, to shame Yud Kei. This idea is from the Arizal. The Arizal writes, and I mentioned this the other day, the in Shaar Ruach HaKodesh, the Sefer where he talks about all the different, yichudim that a person can think about to fix certain mistakes and so on. So over there it says that when a person falls into gaiva, so this idea that it damages the name Yud Kei. The name Yud Kei, if you spell the name Yud Kei in full, so Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, right? And Hey is Hey Hey, right? Which is really like two Yud Keis, right? Yud Vav Dalet, if you isolate the expanded letters, so it's Vav Dalet and Hey, right? Vav Dalet from Yud and Hey from the second Hey. Vav Dalet is 10, it's Yud anyway, so it's like two Yud Keis, Yud Kei and Yud Kei. Those are the two names that are damaged. The word gaiva itself is Begmatria 15, which is Yud Kei. So gaiva is Poigim, the name Yud Kei. So that's what he's saying over here. That's what he's hinting to. Again, Shagaiva Poigim Kalkal Shem Yud Kei Rabba, Kenoida. Vlochin Yedaktik Vichapes. Therefore, a person has to be careful and to investigate. Shiyalibai Tar Vinukli Shem Shemai. That a person's heart should be pure and do things with Shem Shemai. Now, whenever there's a focus on trying to do things L'shem Shemayim, there's always the possibility of a person neglecting to do things until they know that it's L'shem Shemayim, right? So it's like, maybe I shouldn't daven until I know that I'm doing L'shem Shemayim. I shouldn't do mitzvahs. So that's where we're going to see the rest of the Mishnah. So
what about something public?
Huh?
Public?
So that's the thing. We're going to see. So it depends on whether it's something that a person has to do, not to do. So That's exactly what the Mishnah is going to be continuing to talk about in terms of balancing the need to do things L'shem Shemayim, but also the need to do things, right? Because sometimes, you have no choice, you have to do, so. Huh? Yeah. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is going to be discussing. Exactly. So, but a person should be conscious of it. That's exactly what the Mishnah is going to say. So we're going to see.
Thought he's doing something to Shem Shemayim, and he thought the Shem Shemayim Gamra. The pshat is that since the Cheta of Teivra, it's Eifshar to be the Shem Shemayim.
Yeah. So that's also
therefore you have to automatically.
Right. So it's a big Yisrael. Listen, everyone. We're going to see about this. That's mamish what the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to be explained to us step by step. But a major principle is that there are different motivations in a person. There's no two ways around it. The neshama is always doing things L'shem Shemayim. The Nefesh Bahamas is always doing things Shalai L'shem Shemayim. So the question is, acknowledging those two motivations, and your avoda is to increase the volume on the neshama's motivation and decrease the volume on the Nefesh Bahamas' motivation. But it's not, that's what he's saying. It says like you have to, right? Because you can't. It's a big issue. The commander mentions this idea many. Very often he quotes a story from one of the tzaddikim. I can't remember who right now, but yeah, that this tzaddik had a hard time. Whatever, he used to say that the way he like was able to get out of bed in the morning, like very early, was because he would have the following conversation to himself. He would wake up and his alarm would go off, whatever, and his yetzer would say, Yankel, whatever, whatever the tzaddik's name was, go back to bed. What are you doing? What do you think you are? Whatever. So he said, no, I'm not getting up to daven. I'm getting up to daven. I'm getting up to start working, to make some money, things like that. Oh, okay, fine. You want to some tea? So, but once I got out of bed, then I went to shul. That's what it is. He used to say also that he also brings down from, maybe it was the same tzaddik, that this person was a magid. He would travel to different places to give shmuzim and so also when he would travel, so his yetzer would say, well, who do you think you are? You're going to go give shiurim to Yidden and teach the way. Who are you? So he's like, no, I'm not. I'm doing it for the money. I'm going after making panos. This is my problem. Oh, you're doing it for the money? Okay, fine. Because then once I'm there, You know, so there is such
a,
exactly. So there is such a thing of it's a little sar lazozo. There's a deep mystery in that story because it means that he's like giving some like space for the Yetzirah to, you know, so it's a little bit of a sar lazozo, but that's something what you have to do sometimes, you know. So but again, that's exactly what this piece is going to be about.
The enemy's bandwidth.
Yeah. Yes. And but because it comes from the idea that you know within like within yourself, there's Lashma. It's just a matter of finding it and getting there. So there's something like that. So again, so that's so Nagad Shema Avad Shmei. Now the Mishnah continues, Udala Maisif. And if a person doesn't increase, then Yosef, then he'll be gathered away. What does that mean? So he says, Udaloi Maisif. In other words, one of the simanim that a person's doing things Lashem Shemayim is the fact that they keep on pushing day after day. If a person is doing things for their own self-interest and motivation, then we're going to see in a second. And at some point, you lose momentum, you lose steam. You don't see the payers. You know, you're not seeing what you want at the end. So you get frustrated. If a person is able to maisif, to just increase, go every single day stark, it means that's an indication that despite the fact that in his own head he might be thinking, oh, maybe I'm not l'shem shemayim. The proof is in the pudding. Like if the person's putting, you know, keeping his feet moving and going day by day, despite the fact that he doesn't see necessarily all the, like this Yetzer is telling him that the reason why you're motivated to daven is because of, so everyone should look at you or whatever it is, or some self-interest. Well, if that was really the case, then at some point you'd stop daven. At some point you'd stop. So the fact that a person keeps this up every single day, that itself is an indication that it's a Shem Shemai. And again, does that mean that there's no other voice? Of course there's other voices, but it means that the main motivation is talking. That's what Mishnah is saying. Udala maisif. And if a person is not increasing, in other words, he finds himself not moving forward constantly, then Yosef, then taka, that's an indication that it's missing in his lishma. So as he says, Misha, the next piece, Misha Isa HaKol L'Shamayim, someone that does, like, really the Shem Shemayim, the Kol Yom Maisif HaHailech. Then the indication of that is that he's going to be every single day he'll go weiter, right? Like by Chanukah, it's Maisav Oilich. But Yisra Hava, Ubitasefis Asago, Ubitasefis Limud, he'll always increase because he's not doing it for a particular carrot, and he's not therefore going to be constantly checking, like, did I get the results yet? So Umisha Kavanas Elias Le Shem Rabba, right? But if the person's intention is that he should have a big name, it's a Kashena Masa Kolkach, then if he doesn't automatically see the results, then it'll decrease. So that itself, just the momentum of a person's life, that itself is a good indication. Lachin Yosef, that's the mission saying. So Udaloi Maisif. So this second line, Udaloi Maisif Yosef, is a continuation of the first. It's the indication. It's the marker of how you know. The idea. So Nagad Shema Avad Shmei. That's the idea of doing this L'shem. If you don't do L'shem, if a person doesn't do L'shem Shemayim, then it's a begam. The person is damaging himself. How do I know whether it's L'shem Shemayim or not? So the indication is Udala Masif. If the person is not increasing Yosef, then that's an indication of Shloi L'shem Shemayim. And Fakirat. If it is increasing, then it's a simon of L'shem Shemayim. That's what he says. Lachin Yosef. He quotes the Gemara in Tainus, Amar Rav Yosef, Tik Bereime, that his mother should bury him. In other words, the Gemara, if a person, again, doing things for self-interest only, so that's what the Gemara says, like it's better for him not to even come to the world. If it's better for him not to have been born, if everything he's doing is just for himself. But again, that's the indication. If a person is able to keep his feet moving, then that's a good simon. That's a good simon. Okay, maybe. Okay, you know, we've been talking about this. Maybe let's do one more paragraph. Mike wants to do it. Okay, so Mike wants to do it. So we'll do this, and then okay, we'll see. We might have to unpackage this more tomorrow, but at least a little bit. Udalo Yolev, right? So that's the Mishnah then said Udalo Yolev, and a person that doesn't learn Katola Chayv is Chayv Misa, right? So. Okay, so again, also feel like a little bit of a random line. So this is what he explains. Udala Yalav, meaning after all of this and how important it is to do L'Shem Shemayim, then now there's a problem. What's the problem? Now the problem is the person is going to feel, well, if I'm not 100% L'Shem Shemayim, then maybe it's not Kedai to even do it at all. So this is where the next line of the Mishnah is coming to say, Udalo Yolef, but if Lamaisa you don't learn, then Ketolachai, right? So the guy's saying, like, I'll learn, but I need to get to that place of Hashem Shemayim. And the Mishnah says, at the end of the day, though, Lamaisa you have to learn. So it's like, you have to sort of do it. So Mazir, this line of the Mishnah is warning Al Chasidus Shel Shtus. It's warning us against Chasidus Shel Shtus, foolish Chasidus. That what? Shekivin Sheikar Hu Limud Lishmo Dveikis. Since the Iker is to learn Lishma, and for Dveikis, and you know, Lashem Shemaim, and so on, the Zem Madrega Gedolim Oid, and Lamaisa, it's a big Madrega. V'yef Shalavi Tekev L'Bechinas Lishma, and you should know it's impossible to get there right away. So there's sort of this like catch-22. I should do things Lashem Shemaim, but I can't do things Lashem Shemaim unless it takes years of training how to get there. So what am I going to do in those years?
Train.
What? So you have to strengthen, you have to do. Exactly. So as he says, V'tzarach lasik b'tayra, so a person therefore has to learn Torah, af shaloi l'shma b'hechrach, even though it's against your will, it's going to be shaloi l'shma, kol leit shaloi nizdakech lovei l'chamid reisa, as long as a person hasn't become clarified yet to get to that place of loving Torah for, you know, for the right reasons, shashuim, and the delight of Hashem in the learning, so it takes time to get there. So, you know, so a person has no choice but to be Isaac even in Shaloi Lishma. Shemi Toich Pnimius, that's what you're saying, that's what Isaac was mentioning before. Shemi Toich Pnimius Shaloi Lishma, that within the, inside the Shaloi Lishma motivation, there is the Lishma. That's what you said before, that there's many different layers to our own motivations. So it's not the pshat that there's no Shaloi Lishma, there's no Lishma until you get there. Of course there's Lishma. It's just, it's not so loud right now. It's not as pronounced. But if you believe that deep within you there is the motivation of Lishma, then okay. Then it's just a matter of, right, that's okay. So I don't know it, I don't see it yet, but it's there. Right? So he says, Hama Arshava Machzul Mutav. The light of the Torah will bring a person to good. You have to believe the light is there. Vatipshem, those that are foolish, Oichzim Tekev Ba'ar HaPnimi. They're immediately holding themselves by the standard of having that inner light, of finding that light. Like that's where they're, like that's the standard. Like, if I don't experience that light and I'm not motivated by that light, then it's nothing. But he says that's foolish. The Kivin Shadayin Ein Zoch, because what happens? So they hold themselves to such a standard, but the Kivin Shadayin Ein Zoch L'Zah, B'lamaisa, then they're not Zoch to it. So Menichin L'Gamri, it's limited Torah, then they don't do anything. So because they're keeping the bar too high. Ki Shaloi L'Shma Ein Amrei Tzim L'Amayt. They don't want to do it Shaloi L'Shma, Geim Chesidim, right? And to Lishma, they haven't yet been Zaycha. So now they have nothing. So to remove this foolishness, so the mission is coming to say, at the end of the day, the main thing is to do the right thing. That's the main thing that a person has. There's nothing more precious than learning. And so whatever your motivation is, even if it's Shaloi Lishma, deep down there is Lishma anyway, and it's Kedai. It's Kedai. So to this Amaratana, so even after the first two lines, which was focusing on how important it is to do things Lishma, man, if it's Shaloi Lishma, it's mamish terrible, says in the Tana, but at the end of the day, in order to get there, it takes years. And in the meantime, you got to just do the right thing. With the Loyola, if a person that just doesn't learn, it's Kadol Chayv, it's mamish, he's killing himself. It's Mitzvah Dei Shemayim. Ein Lechelik B'chayim Minitzchim. Doesn't have any eternal life. You know. For one's own survival, a person needs to learn, do the mitzvahs, and then Bez Hashem, over years, it'll come to a bigger place. It's just finished. I guess 1 minute. So the last line was in the Mishnah, Udishtamish Betaga, and someone that uses the crown of Torah. In other words, on a simple level, means someone that's Talmid Chacham and like goes to a store and uses his Talmid Chacham card to get discounts, you know, things like that. So Chalaf, so says the Mishnah, that person should be removed. He should be removed. Okay, Vaita, like, random. So says the Kamalites, Udushtamish Betaga, in other words, Shaloi made Shaloi Lishma. So it's so funny how the Kamalite learns this. It's like, it's what's on a simple level, like a very harsh sentence, he turns it into Chizik. Udushtamish Betaga, person that's using the crown, in other words, the person follows the advice of the previous paragraph. He's doing learning, he's doing his thing, and it's l'shloi l'shma. And he wishes it was l'shma, but l'maisa, he's listening to the Gemara. At the end of the day, I got to learn, I got to do my thing. And it is what it is. So he feels to himself that what? He feels like he's abusing the crown, right? He's like, that's what he feels like. There's the crown of Torah, somebody was Ach, and I'm using it for my own inyan, so he feels bad about it. Shalomish Shalom Lishma, he's learning Shalom Lishma, Mishnamish Bisharbita Shalmelach, Lanos Atzmai. And he's using the scepter of the king for his own purposes, so he feels, he's doing what he has to do, but he feels terrible about it. Cholaf. So what does Cholaf mean? Koivi Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. Those that hope for Hashem will become renewed with strength. So he says, in other words, Cholaf, Hashem will give you the strength and you'll be able to flip over. You'll be able to discover the Lishma within the Shlo Lishma. Mitar Shlo Lishma, you have a Lishma. With Madrigas Kadoshes, you get there. You get there. But that's what the commander is saying. Like, it should bother the person. Like, okay, Nechanami. Nechanami is a little bit of like, okay, you know, I wish I was holding by higher places, you know. But again, Agufa, if you're Mishnamish Batogi, if you feel that your Avodas Hashem is like using Hashem's crown, and I feel so bad about it, but I have no choice, Chalaf. Hashem will allow you to flip around, to unearth, like to sort of like if you have a pile of things and you flip it over, then what was hidden is now on the top, right? So Chalaf, you'll be able to discover and to unearth the Lishma that was inside of it. Again, Avamisha Ein Lama Klal, but again, if a person doesn't learn, Ein Lama Lachlif, then he's not in the Sugya, you know? It's just embarrassing. So the person has to learn and feel and know that within themselves is Lishma, and even feel a little bit bad and tzibrachan over the fact that I'm not there yet. And then the Rabbanu Shlomo will give you the strength. Okay, Bez Hashem. The Iker is the learning.